Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session of today's conference. At that time, you may press star one to ask a question. I would like to inform all participants that today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the conference over to Karen Hunter. You may begin.
Thank you, and good afternoon, and welcome to today's MMWR Vital Signs Telebriefing highlighting breast cancer disparities. Our speakers today will be Dr. Ileana Arias. Dr. Arias is a PhD, and let me spell her name. It's I-L-E-A-N-A, last name A-R-I-A-S. We'll also be hearing from Dr. Marcus Plescia. He's an MD, and his name is M-A-R-C-U-S. Last name is spelled P-L-E-S-C-I-A. He is the director of CDC's Division of Cancer Control and Prevention. Dr. Arias is the principal deputy director of CDC, and we'll begin with Dr. Arias.
Thanks, Karen. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today to discuss a very serious problem for all women, breast cancer, with a particular focus on a troubling disparity in the U.S., and that's breast cancer in black women. Today, CDC released its monthly Vital Signs Report, which is a special morbidity and mortality weekly report highlighting critical public health issues that face our country. This month's Vital Signs Report is on breast cancer death rates among black women. Black women are 40% more likely to die from breast cancer compared to white women. Breast cancer death rates among women in the U.S. generally have actually declined in the past two decades, but black women are not experiencing that same drop in death rates. Black women are diagnosed with breast cancer at lower rates than white women, and yet they have higher death rates compared to any other racial or ethnic group. During 2005 through 2009, for every 100 breast cancers diagnosed, black women had 9 more deaths compared to white women who were diagnosed during that same time period. There are a number of factors that we think contribute to this health disparity, but there are two that are of particular importance. First is that there are unacceptable gaps in the provision of timely, adequate, and appropriate health care. And the second is the difficulty that women have in navigating our complex health care system. As a public health leader and as a woman, I find these disparities in breast cancer deaths unacceptable, but fortunately for us, we also know that they are avoidable. Therefore, today's report serves as a national call to action to make breast cancer death rates among black women a national priority among all entities. This includes the federal government, state and local health departments, healthcare systems, and individual healthcare workers. Addressing the problem is complex, but fortunately, we are now closer to a solution with the important passage of the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act is going to dramatically increase access to health care, especially for health screenings such as mammograms with copays in many health plans. And beginning in 2014, the law will expand access to health insurance coverage for 30 million previously uninsured Americans. This is critically significant since research has shown that the lack of access to health care has been a major reason why women do not get cancer screening tests. The Affordable Care Act also has multiple provisions that improve the quality of care, including significant investments in the implementation and use of electronic health records and case management so that essentially women get timely follow-up and care they need after a mammogram. To date, over $80 million have already been invested to help networks of health centers adopt electronic health records and other health information technology. Additionally, helpful are investments in preventive interventions from the Prevention and Public Health Funds and healthcare innovation challenge grants that will test promising new payment and care delivery models to increase accessibility, availability, and quality of healthcare. Today's Vital Signs Report highlights critical issues in the quality of care for black women that have a clear impact on their health. To talk more about the Vital Signs Report and what we can do and clearly must do to address these disparities, I'm pleased to now turn it over to Dr. Plescia.
Thank you, Dr. Arias. I'd now like to provide a little more detail about the report that we just released. Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States, and this report highlights that the outcomes for black women with breast cancer are poor. This fatal disparity must end. Today's report includes cancer registry data from 2005 through 2009 from the Centers for Disease Control and the National Cancer Institute's combined cancer registry programs, along with death certificates from CDC's National Vital Statistics System. I'd like to share a few major findings from the report that show black women do not receive the same quality of breast cancer screening, timely follow-up for abnormal tests, or quality of treatments. Although black women report getting mammograms at the same rate as white women, 45% of black women are diagnosed with more advanced breast cancer that is spread beyond the breast. That's compared with only 35% of white women. But timeliness of care is a particular challenge. For example, 20% of black women experience follow-up times of more than 60 days after an abnormal mammogram, compared to only 12% of white women. Only 69% of black women start treatment within 30 days, compared with 83% of white women. And fewer black women receive surgery, radiation, and hormone treatments they need, compared to white women. There are many factors involved in these disparities, and further research is needed to help us understand the causes, which include the biology of breast cancer in black women and the role of socioeconomic factors. The federal government is supporting this area of research. However, a recent study showed that death rates could be reduced by close to 20% if the same treatment was received by both groups of women. So solutions to address these disparities are within our reach, but all parties have to be involved and make equal treatment a priority. There is a shared responsibility for all of us: government, local health agencies, healthcare systems, healthcare providers, and patients. We know what works to make an impact in closing the gap in breast cancer death rates. At the Centers for Disease Control, we've made breast cancer disparities a priority and have more than 20 years of providing high-quality services to uninsured women. The National Breast and Cervical Cancer Early Detection Program, administered by CDC, requires healthcare providers to track and report on follow-up and treatment times for all patients and meet established quality benchmarks. We have also recently expanded the use of new evidence-based approaches, such as patient navigators and case managers serving in underserved communities. These are emerging approaches which have a proven track record of assisting women in getting the care they need promptly. Finally, to further address this issue from all approaches, women need the knowledge, skills, and support to participate in our complex healthcare system. Women can learn more about breast cancer and the severity of the disease from reputable sources like Centers for Disease Control and the National Cancer Institute. They can also talk with their doctor about their risk for breast cancer, when to get a mammogram, and perhaps most importantly, when to expect their results and what abnormal tests mean. In closing, I'd like to emphasize that the full benefit of breast cancer screening can only be achieved when we ensure that every woman receives timely follow-up and high-quality treatment. Thank you. Now I'll turn it back over to Dr. Arias.
Thanks. I would like to now just close with our remarks with just three key points from today's reports. Despite a decline in breast cancer deaths, black women continue to have unacceptably high death rates. They continue to have the highest death rates from breast cancer among all racial and ethnic groups. Second, the federal government, state and local health agencies, the healthcare system, and healthcare providers must ensure that black women, like all women, have access to timely follow-up after abnormal breast cancer exams and receive high-quality treatment if diagnosed with breast cancer. And then lastly, but most importantly, bottom line is that many black women's lives could be saved each year if they receive screening and quality treatment. We've achieved significant success in the fight against breast cancer in this country, as I mentioned earlier, but everyone must continue to work together to end this terrible disease for all women, and especially for those most in need, so that more mothers, daughters, wives, and sisters have the best chance of surviving breast cancer.
Thank you, Dr. Arias and Dr. Plesha. And now we will take some questions.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 and record your name clearly. To withdraw your request, you may press star 2. Just one moment for our first question. And our first question comes from Nick Bacalar of the New York Times. Your line is open.
Hi. You know, I'm trying to figure out what's more important here, screening or treatment. I mean, if you had a choice to concentrate on one or the other, which would be more important in closing this gap?
Well, we think that screening is very important, and that's where much of our emphasis at CDC has been thus far. Although I think what the report shows is that these issues of follow-up and screening are also very, very important. So if we're going to have strong national screening programs, we have to make sure that the follow-up and treatment is there for every woman who has an abnormal result.
And just to follow up on that, I think we all agree that screening is the gatekeeper, and without appropriate screening, we cannot intervene in an effective way. However, we also then know and are trying to emphasize the importance of making sure that the continuum of care is being attended to and represented in order to make sure that we are successful in bringing down those rates.
Thank you. Next question.
I show no other questions at this time.
All right. Well, this concludes today's MMWR Vital Signs Telebriefing. If you have follow-up questions or need additional information, please contact CDC's main press office at 404-639-3286, or you can email us at media@cdc.gov. And thanks very much for joining us today.
That concludes today's conference. Thank you for your participation. You may disconnect at this time.